Throughout history, remarkable men and women have left behind ideas capable of changing the course of a life. In each episode, we'll explore one section of a timeless book, uncovering the enduring wisdom, practical lessons, and powerful stories that continue to shape thoughtful lives today. These are more than book summaries. They are an invitation to join great dialogue that has connected generations of readers, leaders, and lifelong learners. Welcome to the conversation. Welcome to Dialogue on Dialogue. Welcome back to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In this series, we're walking alongside Benjamin Franklin through his autobiography to discover what his remarkable life can still teach us about learning, character, success, and becoming just a little bit better every single day. If I asked you what kind of person you want to become, most of us probably could answer more patient, more disciplined, more generous, more productive. But here's the harder question. How are you actually becoming that person? Benjamin Franklin realized something in his 20s that many people never discover. Good intentions don't build good character. Daily habits do. In today's chapter, Franklin creates what may be the first modern personal development system, a system that would influence leaders, entrepreneurs, and ordinary people for the next 250 years. By this point in his life, Benjamin Franklin had built a successful business, earned a respected reputation, and surrounded himself with thoughtful friends. Yet, he wasn't satisfied. He believed there was one more project, one more important thing, more than printing contracts or business success: improving himself. Franklin began with a simple observation. He already at least believed he knew the difference between right and wrong. If he truly believed certain virtues were worth pursuing, then why shouldn't he intentionally practice them? Rather than hoping to become a better man over time, Franklin decided to approach character development the same way he approached learning to write or mastering the printing trade. He would create a system. The result became one of the most famous personal improvement plans in history. Franklin identified 13 virtues that he believed represented an excellent human life. Temperance, silence, order, resolution, frugality, and industry, sincerity, justice, moderation, cleanliness, tranquility, chastity, humility. He knew that trying to improve every virtue at once would likely end in failure. So instead, he focused on just one virtue each week. Every evening, he carried a small journal and honestly recorded whether he had lived up to that day's virtue. Every 13 weeks, he had completed one cycle. Then he started again, four complete times every year. It was remarkably simple, but it was also remarkably intentional. Franklin wasn't merely hoping to become better. He was measuring it. One virtue gave him particular trouble: order. Franklin loved ideas. He loved projects. He loved being curious. Maintaining perfect organization, however, never came naturally. For years, he struggled with it. Eventually, he accepted an important truth: some virtues may never become perfect. He used the image of a speckled axe. Imagine someone polishing an old axe until it shines brilliantly, except for a few spots. Now, a friend may ask, why don't you polish away every last speck of that axe? The owner replies, because I'd rather have a useful axe with a few spots than spend my entire life chasing perfection. Franklin concluded that the same principle applies to character. Pursue excellence, accept imperfection. Keep improving anyway. His journal also contained a daily schedule. Every morning began with a single question. What good shall I do this day? He'd go through the day, and every evening ended with another. What good have I done today? Notice what Franklin wasn't asking. He wasn't asking, was today enjoyable? Were people impressed with me? Did I make more money? His guiding question was much deeper. How much good did I contribute today? On the cover of his journal, Franklin copied the lines from Joseph Addison's play Cato. Here I hold, if there is a power above, he must delight in virtue, and that which he delights in must be happy. For Franklin, happiness wasn't something to chase directly. It was the natural result of pursuing virtue. So here are the lessons that I picked up from this particular chapter. Lesson one, systems beat willpower. This may be Franklin's greatest insight. He didn't rely on motivation. He didn't rely on memory. He created a repeatable system. Today, we often think success comes from trying harder. Franklin would probably disagree. He'd say success comes from building better systems. Lesson two, focus on one thing at a time. Trying to improve 13 virtues simultaneously would have been overwhelming. Instead, Franklin narrowed his intention to one virtue, 1 week, one daily practice. Real change often happens through focused attention rather than scattered effort. Lesson three, I learned, don't let perfection prevent progress. And I love Franklin's story about the speckled axe because it's so human. Even Benjamin Franklin couldn't master every virtue. Rather than becoming discouraged, he chose steady improvement over impossible perfection. That's wisdom many of us need today. Perfection isn't the goal. Progress is. Lesson number four, live with intentional questions. Franklin began and ended every day with a reflection. What good will I do today? Or what good did I do today? Those questions quietly shaped every decision that followed. The quality of our lives is often determined by the quality of the questions we consistently ask ourselves. Reading this chapter, I'm struck by how modern Benjamin Franklin really feels. Today, we track our steps, our sleep, our calories, our finances. Franklin decided to track something even more important, his character. He understood something that many of us forget. The most important project you'll ever work on isn't your career, it isn't your house, it isn't your bank account, it's the person you're becoming. For over 250 years, readers have admired Benjamin Franklin because of what he accomplished. But perhaps his greatest accomplishment wasn't inventing the lightning rod or helping to found a nation. Perhaps it was demonstrating that character isn't something that we're born with. It's something we practice. One day, one habit, one virtue at a time. This chapter is the culmination of everything before it. Franklin finally reveals the operating system behind his life. From this point forward, the autobiography isn't about the events that happened to him. It's about the deliberate process he used to shape the man he wanted to become. So remember, the lessons are older than we are and just as relevant today.